time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. I'm Roy Masters. The number is 866-8883. That's an 800 number, 866-8883. If you'll kindly call 10 to midnight West Coast time, I'll be able to speak to you. I'm not so sure that that I would launch a new program, a new idea, about helping you to overcome almost every disease. I have discovered something. I've put all the little dots together, and I've experimented on myself, and find that, well, I hate to put it this way, it sounds braggadocious, that as an old man of almost 79 years old, I am actually getting better, which is actually opposite of what it's supposed to be. And I know what it is now, and I can reduce it to its basic simplicity. It is a combination of very simple principles of food. But first of all, let me start with the big one, altitude or attitude. Now, if you don't get that right, well, the next one can work, but only for a little while. If we call it attitude, you know, and that's food, and the way you react to stress, basically. That's just those three. And exercise, that's very important. Can't be a couch potato. Very, very important. Now, I would love to start that this evening, and also offer you a recipe, because I'm going to build my case around a very simple recipe. But I've got to see the lines light up to know that people are there this evening. Otherwise, I'll start maybe after the elections, because there'll be more people listening, please God, and less people to focus on the outcome of the elections. I know that's pretty important. So let me give you the number just to see if there's anybody out there listening to the program. I know there is, but I've got to have a good audience for this one. I don't want to repeat it. What I intend to do is to spend several nights on this subject and collect callers with questions and put the answers on a CD and give it to you for donation, so that you can, if you like what you hear, and you don't have to write it down or read it, you can listen to it in your car. I put all these ideas together and edit it so that it comes on a CD, and you'll be able to write to the foundation and get a copy. The number is 866-8883. Look, the urgency, the information I'm getting, and please, if there's any researchers out there that thinks I'm wrong, you'll please call me. The research I'm getting is simply two illnesses, diseases, that will kill you, most of you. If the others don't get you, these two will at the end. Cancer kills one half the population, 300 million Americans. Do the math. 2 or 3 million people die every year from it. In 2002, 2,500 people died from cancer. I've got the statistics in front of me. But that's every year. There's many others contracting the disease, and of course it's much more 4 years later because they haven't made a dent in the problem. That's one. I mean, it's a horrible disease. Why is this happening? Because it's not really a disease. And the other one is diabetes. That's not a disease. You can't catch diabetes or cancer from anybody. It's self-inflicted. Now, we need to really discover or decide or understand what the self-infliction is all about and how we can fix it. I know the answer to that. So the lines are open if you want to call. Otherwise, I'll just change the subject and go on to another subject matter and wait for after the elections. 800-866-8883, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters.
the best advice I ever received was years ago, I called you up and I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me, that has power.
Can it be that simple, that just by watching can keep you from overreacting to stress? That watching can wash away the endless loop of thoughts along with those willful struggles that compounded all your problems? Keep on watching, and tormentors stay on the outside of your head. The watcher has peace of mind. There's good and noble power in a special kind of watching. Feel free to download a powerful mind-quietening technique, CD, called Be Still and Know at FHU.com. Alternatively, call 866-RADIO-ROY, business hours, Pacific Coast Time. Rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. For if you do, you will bless the day you heard this message. FHU.com or 866-RADIO-ROY. Thank you.
It's time for Advice Line.
I'm employed and I work during the evening and get home very late. I brought that up with my husband because I gave it a lot of thought. You know, I see my children suffering. I did tell them that, and he said he'd rather have them in daycare. He doesn't feel I'm a fit mother.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
My husband and I are raising my granddaughter who is 6 and my grandson who's 5 years old. Their father's in prison and their mother is on to her third boyfriend and on drugs. They were living with us. She moved out about a year ago, and we brought them back because she was taking the kids on from one boyfriend to another.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I'm going to fish a little bit tonight, if you don't mind. I said I would love, I may have to wait till after the elections to start on the subject matter, so I have a bigger audience to begin with. But if you are tired of watching the election news and all the rest of it, and you're listening to this program, you might want to join the conversation. I would like to start this evening, but if I find insufficient interest, I will go to other subject matter. But I'd start off by saying that half the country is going to die from cancer. That's a statistic. One third of the country is going to die from diabetes. Now, diabetes is not just one thing. It leads to many things. I had it. And I'm still sort of pre-diabetic, onset diabetic. But I control it in a very special way. And in my own sojourn, my journey, I've learned a lot about the myths and lies that you are told about carbohydrates. And I was in hospital at one time, and it was about 2 years ago, and they served me up mashed potatoes and all the stuff I shouldn't be eating and giving me Jell-O with corn syrup in it. And I said to the dietitian, I said, what are you doing giving me all this junk? I already know better that it's not just the calories, it's what kind of calories you eat and how much, of course, with what attitude. And she said, well, that's the way we've been taught. It's just the calories. It's not true. Then, if you've got diabetes, on the instruction sheet of your test strips, they allow you to raise your blood sugar to 160 or 170. So that after meals, that is, and you hope that the blood sugar goes down to about 100 or 107 or even lower than that. Between 90 and 110, I suppose. But that's not true either. Because they say that's normal for adults. Well, I come to find out that I've got a family of like 25 people living right nearby. Young kids, medium-sized kids, and sons, four, and a daughter, and son-in-laws, et cetera, et cetera. And so, just to check them out to see, you know, that sometimes they don't eat well, properly, and I'm trying to school them on this because some very dangerous times are coming. Very, very dangerous times. You have no idea. I don't want to start off by scaring you. But I have a bad habit of seeing ahead. Because I can. you have a bad habit, because I'm just saying that with a sort of, you know, tongue-in-cheek, you have a bad habit of not seeing ahead. You can see as far ahead as I can. You're going to see horror. But I have tested their blood sugar after they've eaten tons of carbohydrates, excuse me. And I just did it yesterday on my 13-year-old grandson. I mean, he ate tons of carbohydrates. I said, well, just for the fun of it, let me test your blood sugar. That was 111. Well, that's fasting level. But then I did it with my daughter, and she's overweight. And she ate a big glass of orange juice or whatever, I remember, several months ago. And hers was 100. So I said, what's going on here? It must be lying to us. You're not going to take the trouble to test your own blood sugar, all of you, when you're well. You get your blood sugar tested maybe once in the blue moon, and if you're right, you never pay attention to it, like I do. It doesn't go up in healthy people. So it has no business, in my opinion, to go up to 160. I'm not looking for a pass. You know, he's getting old. You've got to give him a little pleasure in life. I'm not interested. I want to do the right thing. I think, you know, extra life and life well lived. It's important, not just extra life, just a zombie. Living on chemicals keep you alive a little longer. No, extra life well lived is very important for my family, for my spirit, because it's the right thing to do the right thing and to have the right attitudes and the right food and to eat just the right amount and not eat too much. And to make right choices, because, again, we're dealing with right choices. And so it became important for me just to experiment with myself. And experimenting with myself over the years, even when I was, my blood sugar was higher than it should be, and less than what they say it could be. In other words, I went lower than that. My bypass failed 8 years ago, actually 5 years ago, but it grew new capillaries. And it grew because attitude and the change in diet and exercise. But I understood why all these work together. But it's better still, as I lower the blood level, the blood sugar level, as I lower it, then other things seem to be getting better. And I would love to talk about these things, because if it works, if it's, you see, let me see if I can put it this way. I'm not as healthy as a young person. I'm almost 79. And so my machinery, especially my pancreas, is not working as well as healthy people. So that the slightest deviation from what is good will show up. Very sensitive. You wouldn't notice it if you eat a lot of junk food and all the rest of it. You wouldn't notice it for years until you abuse yourself, and then you start noticing, you start getting sick. But I would. And so therefore I noticed that when I adjusted what I ate, with the right attitude, of course, with the appropriate amount of exercise, et cetera, with all the things I've discovered. And I will tell you much more. But I'm just going to tease you tonight. Other things began to get better. Prostate starts to get better. Kidneys start to get better. Everything starts to get better. So basically, I'm an old man, getting better, getting younger, in a manner of speaking. And my son, Mark, runs a big company, says, Dad, you give me hope. Because everyone thinks as you get older, a lot of things start going wrong. And during the past several years, while I was going through my x-rays and all the rest of it, they could find nothing, clean as a whistle. Just one thing that I went to the hospital for, and that was the result of, well, many things, and it's all cured now. And I haven't got time to go into that now for you. But the thing is, I've discovered something, and I want to share, but I'm going to close my discussion at this point because I need some interest. If you have cancer, if you're afraid of cancer, you may die from it. If you know someone with cancer, and then you might want to help them and guide them, I will talk about the subject, but especially diabetes, because I think there's a link between diabetes and cancer also. I believe, I'm suspecting that the pancreas, which has excreted one hormone and another one, pancreatin, one is a digestive enzyme and the other was a hormone that says to the blood, says all the cells in the body, open sesame, open up and let me in so that the doctors tell me. And I have no doubt to reason to disbelieve them. And it's just a little tiny squirt of a chemical messenger. And one part gets, they both get abused. One, you abuse it by your emotions and what you eat. And also, how can I say this? The pancreatin works on the digestive system. And the other one works to let the, it's a hormone. It's an insulin, and it lets the food in, into the cells. Now, one works on the digestive system, and one, when the food is digested, then the other one works metabolizing the sugar. So it doesn't hang around floating in the blood to clog up your arteries and clog up your spark plug, so to speak. And it's very important that we understand these principles and how to get started when we are in bad shape. Because as we get older, we tend to depend upon drugs to help us through while we're living longer and becoming longer. The whole secret is how you react or think, your attitude, how you think, and what you eat, and what kind of lifestyle you have. They have to be in sync. Otherwise, you're not going to get well, beginning with attitude. Now, let me just stop there for a second, and we'll take a station break, and we'll be right back. If you'd like to put a station break on, gentlemen, I'd be happy to. Thank you very much.
Celebrating 47 years on the radio, Roy Masters continues to provide unequaled advice and social insight as the nation's longest-running spiritual counselor and radio talk show host. Roy's weeknight show, Advice Line, is heard on 130 radio stations and on XM Satellite Radio Channel 166, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific Time. The show can also be heard streaming on the web at FHU.com. Roy Masters Foundation of Human Understanding is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to assisting all those who are interested in perfecting their spiritual growth through the principles of Judeo-Christianity by providing materials, lectures, and assistance through radio programs and published materials such as New Insights, a monthly newsletter that will keep you up to date with news, views, events, and Roy's latest writings. Did you know the foundation operates an active prison ministry that reaches thousands of inmates through radio programs? From 1998 to 2003 alone, the foundation supplied materials to over 11,000 inmates. Your tax-deductible donations provides this free service to troubled people around the world who cannot afford to pay anything. If you enjoy the show, now you can get a whole month, up to 40 hours of Roy Masters' Advice Line radio program on a single MP3 CD. To order, call 1-800-877-3227 or order on the internet at FHU.com. And now everyone can enjoy the fun and insights of Roy's weekly meetings at the Foundation of Human Understanding. The Sunday sessions are personal, spontaneous, enlightening, humorous, and always uplifting, with a collection of 20 Sunday lectures on each MP3 CD. To place an order, make a contribution, or for more information, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, or send mail to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. You can also call 1-800-877-3227.
Yes, I'm reading a book. Maybe I shouldn't be reading so many books because I tend to read what the book, say what the book says rather than speak from my own heart. But these are statistics from this book called A 100-Year Lie, and I'm quite surprised at the depth of the research here. And just let me finish on cancer. Because you understand the danger here. He says it better than I could say it. Medical science as an institution finds itself in a tight box as a result of its dependence on synthetic paradigm. Nothing better illustrates the mindset contouring that box than the U.S. government's 35-year war on cancer. After throwing hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars into research to develop synthetic drug cures for this contagion. That is, not one disease, but hundreds of cellular diseases governed by a synergy of causative factors, we find ourselves flailing around in the darkness of a blind alley. Cancer statistics, period 1998 to 2002, compiled by the National Cancer Institute, tell a story of younger and younger victims amongst 2.7 million U.S. citizens who died of cancer and another 833,000 newly diagnosed cancer in those first 5 years. Nearly half of all the deaths and new cases of cancer in eight categories, and it goes on to these categories. The myth-busting New York Times article in 2005 served to evade medical experts about the crisis in cancer research and came to the sobering conclusion, cancer has a greater chasm of any disease between hope and reality. Among cancer drugs gaining FDA approval over the last 20 years, fewer than one in five have been shown to extend lives. This is what my psychiatrist and doctor friend has been telling me. Life extensions usually measured in weeks or months, not years. This is what my doctor friend, my physician and psychiatrist friend, who doesn't like to be named or mentioned, tells me the same thing. That everything you take only gives you a slight measurement, a few weeks or a few months over the average of extra lifespan if you take them. And what quality of life do you get? Patients who take one of the high-tech drugs to spend on an average of $250,000 suffer serious side effects and gain, on the average, only months of life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to do, my program is usually about, you know, manipulation and mind control and how I say you can, it's easy to screw a mind and unscrew it. But you have your minds, your children's minds, and your grandchildren's minds coming up are getting so screwed in so many thousands of different ways. There's just no way to enumerate them. There just isn't any way. Every way you look, from sending your kids to school, mind-twisting exams, so that, you know, that I can't understand them. And people have been to school and got degrees can't understand the questions. They're so complicated and so twisted. They're designed to confuse the children. After all, there are authorities and experts giving these questions. You know, I can remember, I could go back as far back as when I was a young man getting an exam to go to college. And I can just remember one of the tricky questions. I'm not 11 years old. I should be expected to understand politics. Who lives at number 10? You probably wouldn't know the answer to that either, but you might know it. I said, what a strange question. This is, doesn't make any sense. Who lives at number 10? Well, I lived at number 11. So I said, Mrs. Elliot. Of course, it was talking about Churchill. Prime Minister. But that kind of test failed me. I'm not versed at that age in politics. I can see the war going on around me. Yes, yes, yes. See the bombs falling and London lit up. I get it. I'm taking a test of intelligence. That didn't measure my intelligence. It was testing my political know-how or my broader scope of things. But if you'd ask me a question about the stuff that goes on TV, I could never win any award. I could never win any of those contests on TV. I don't know much about music. I don't know much about all those things they ask that people seem to know much about, all that trivia. I don't know much about that. I don't think that's terribly intelligent. And then I used to see my children's questions when they came home from school. It was like madness. I'd have to have somebody on just recently to give you some examples of that. It's enough to drive a kid mad trying to figure out what they are asking. It seems like everything is designed to confuse you. But there is one cure. There is a cure for this. There's one thing that you can do to see through everything. It's so simple, it was what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. It's like a shot in the spirit, opening the eye of the soul to see clearly things as they really are. Because in this world, there seems to be a war against common sense. I've seen it. I've spoken about it over the many years I've been on radio. If you look carefully, the war against common sense is going on everywhere, in the medical profession, in your schools, just everywhere you can think of. Confusion, contradiction is becoming reality. Reality becoming contradiction. The tests you have to take to become a lawyer, the tests you have to take to become a physician, it's carefully designed to screen certain kinds of people out, the ones with common sense, the ones that will conform and go along, the ones that are easily manipulated. They get through, they get better scores. But there are so many, you cannot enumerate them all. Sooner or later, you're going to be with a lawyer. Sooner or later, you're going to be in a doctor's hands who doesn't really know what he's doing. He's going to give you these drugs. He doesn't understand the cause and effect. And the lawyers themselves may not really understand the law. There's no justice, in case you haven't noticed, there's very little justice under the law. It's only a matter of, you know, the law, and not a matter of right and wrong. It seems like the law should adjudicate right and wrong. I see the lady of justice with a blindfold and the scales. The purpose of justice is right and wrong, fair and unfair, just and unjust. But what is the law? That's draconian. That's not American. So the system is so horribly complicated that people go mad. Sooner or later you see reality and you don't believe what you're seeing. But everybody else seems to be normal about what you see as crazy. After a while you go crazy. I get that. And there's only one way I've discovered how to overcome that. Now, that going crazy and that being upset upsets everything. That's why I said in the very opening of the program, in order for your medicine to work, in order that your food should work properly, and that your emotions should not affect your metabolism and all the rest of them, produce all these diseases, you have to have a clean, pure, unconfused mindset. And that's what I'm offering you now. You want to go to the website, FHU.com, and download the CD, Be Still and Know. It's FHU.com. If you do not have a computer or access to one, may I suggest you go to, make a phone call tomorrow, 866-RADIO-ROY. FHU.com, 866-RADIO-ROY. And if you ask the operator, the lady who answers the phone, my secretaries, they will show you how you can acquire a CD which will teach you a simple mind-quietening technique that will open the inner eye and so that you can see through it all and not be confused and upset by what you see. Yes, it is one thing to see it, and another thing to deal with what you see. Because if you deal with what you see and overreact to it, what you're looking at is getting inside you, and you're becoming part of it, becoming part of the problem. You have to learn to be in the world and not of it, so to speak. Anyway, 866-8883, that's an 800 number. Call me 10 to midnight, West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line. We'll be right back.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD. 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.
Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Would you like to support the Foundation of Human Understanding? There are a lot of ways you can do that. Beginning with purchasing materials from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Now available, classic video programs on DVD. The first four of Roy Masters' classic video series have been remastered and made available on DVD. Each DVD features up to 5 30-minute segments with answers to life's most difficult problems. Topics include Introduction to Roy Masters, The Man and the Message, and the 2002 Los Angeles Seminar, which is 6 hours long. Other topics are family and parenting, love and marriage, about meditation, mind over malady, spiritual understanding, and family relationships. For more information or to place an order right now, visit the website at www.fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227 Monday through Friday during regular business hours. Another way you can help support the Foundation is through your charitable donations. To raise money for the Foundation of Human Understanding through selling your donated items, send any item of value directly to the Foundation of Human Understanding as a charitable donation, and we will auction your donated item on eBay. You will then receive a tax-deductible receipt for your donation. Examples of items you can donate are antiques, art, collectibles, estate and fine jewelry, silver, gold, and coins, airline tickets, air miles and credit card points, designer clothing, shoes and accessories, automobiles, aircraft and RVs, and real estate. For more information, visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 Monday through Friday during regular business hours. It's important to remember that Roy Masters and his Foundation of Human Understanding are supported by your generous gifts and donations and purchases of materials. Do what you can to keep the Foundation of Human Understanding and Roy Masters radio program on the air. Visit the website at FHU.com.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know, absolutely free on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence, and when you visit FHU.com, receive Roy Masters' meditation exercise for free. You can also call the Foundation during West Coast business hours, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-877-3227. That's
1-800-866-8883.
All right, you gelatinous, miserable lot of shaking protoplasmic jelly. Why don't you pick up the phone and call me and say, I've got this problem, and I've not been able to get better from it. Could you show me the cause? Yes, I can. Do you want to see to the cause? You'll have to see your dark side. I will show it to you. I'll pull it out of you and stick it in front of your nose so you can see it. But now the dark side you knew is trembling. Do you feel the trembling? It's finding all kinds of reasons not to call.
He's a woman hater. He's a cult leader. He's a fake. Well, yeah, I know what he's up to. Is he making interest or making money? I get it.
That's your dark side. Tells you all kinds of things.
Everybody thinks that like. They cringe from that light. We need to become one nation under God. And I'm talking to the left as well as the right. You ain't got it. The right ain't got it either. They got the outline of it, for the most part. But not enough of you are qualified to preach to the left. You already make them worse, just like trying to nag your kids to be a good person and instill in them goodness as if you had goodness yourself. All you're doing is imposing your will upon them. They conform to that will, they become just like you, hypocritical, a veneer of religiosity, or rebel, just like you, also, to the left, running to drugs and alcohol. If that's Christianity, if that's religion, I want nothing to do with it. I'm going to go to hell anyway I want. I'm free, at last. I'm telling you, out there, where you, it's a very dangerous world. This is an especially dangerous world for me. Because who dares to speak on radio like this? I can just see people running to their program director and say, get Roy Masters off the air. But a lot of you won't call your program director and say what a great show this is and how it's helped you. You're the silent majority. You're silent too long. You're silent when they took your kids away and put them on Ritalin and Prozac. Do I have to mention all the rest of them? You're silent. You didn't stand up when they made no-fault divorce. That's a good one. You give the little lady too much power, and pretty soon you men are disenfranchised. You're in the doghouse. I get it. And then comes abortion. And then she lives with a boyfriend while you stand by and suck your thumb and go crazy and get drunk while some other guy brings up your kids and you have to foot the bill. No, you're living in an insane asylum is what you are. And you're not going to cure anything. Oh, AIDS. Oh, it becomes a politically predicted disease. No, and it's spreading like wildfire. Desperate looking for a cure. Well, you can keep people alive. But you don't say zip up your pants, you stupid jerk. That's all that's wrong. Oh, you can't zip up your pants? You got no control. Well, then let's deal with that. No, you just liberate people to infect other people. And that's very good for the pharmaceuticals. Very good for political power and raising money. It's very good for the immoral people or the amoral people who don't have any shame about what they are to encourage people not to have shame about what we are. And they see the movie stars running around doing all these lurid things and no shame. But look how successful they are, happy they seem. You don't see their end. And pretty soon it's that you think to yourself, well, maybe I can do it and not feel so guilty. But you do it and you do feel guilty. And you've got problems they don't have because the people are sociopaths. A lot of your movie stars are just sociopaths. Or just puppets, clones, acting sociopaths. There's people pulling the strings behind the curtain like Wizard of Oz. Making more money than your movie stars. Just pulling the strings and speaking through them and leading the whole country to purgatory, so to speak. All right, now, here is the article I wanted to read to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is page 38 of Brainwashing, the Synthesis of the Russian Textbook of Psychopolitics, which is the art of controlling whole nations like America. It's got something about America in here. About getting control of a political party. In this book. It says it in this book. So you just read it. And it's been there. It's been there for years and years, and people don't bother to read it. They're frightened when they pick it up. They just drop it. Here's one. The last paragraph of page 38, and let me see what it is. The anatomy of stimulus response mechanisms of man, and it's at the end of this chapter. All about hypnosis, by the way. But this is how it finishes up. Although the psychopolitical operative working in universities, where he can direct curricula in psychology classes, is often tempted to teach some of the principles of psychopolitics to the susceptible students in the psychology classes, he is enjoined not to do so. He must limit his variations on the teaching of psychology to transmitting the tenets of communism under the guise of psychology, and to do so in such a way that will cause the students to accept communist tenets as their own ideas or as modern scientific thinking. I wonder how many people can identify with that or would defend against what I just said. The psychological operative must not at any time educate students thoroughly in the stimulus response mechanism. They must not impart to them, save those who become the fellow workers, the exact principles of psychopolitics, and not to teach anybody else but those kinds of people are more susceptible. It is not necessary to do so, and it is dangerous. So you can't teach everybody. You have to select certain people who you can sort of program, like the Manchurian candidate, and goes off on his own and spends his whole life preaching the gospel of communism and think he's a psychologist and making everybody worse and making him come back. And every piece of advice he gives makes everybody worse. And it's just like a love affair. You're addicted to your lover, but because of an emptiness, and it's like going to Las Vegas, and you go to the tables, and you go there because you're empty, and you try to fill yourself, and you lose the money as you put the money in the slot machine, whatever it is, and you have this hope that everything will be all right. It's the false hope, because the only hope you're going to have is the hope of something that's not going to really happen, and damn you if it does, because all you get is money, but you've lost your soul. And so so the money doesn't fill the hole, does it? Any more than food does, or sex does. And so, therefore, it becomes addictive because you're less than more, and your hope is, because the only hope you've got is to hope that if you put another coin in the machine and so on and so forth, it's same with love. You become addicted to your lover, who will destroy you. And you become addicted to your welfare, and they will destroy you. Damn you people! Why don't you wake up before you lose your country? You're losing your life in the way I've just described. You'll lose it to your politicians too. You'll lose it to your media. You'll lose it to your, you've already lost it to your university. You've lost your universities. They're strongholds of communism. Don't you get it? Why aren't the talk show hosts confident enough to say what it is? Oh, it's not, well, because it's not safe. You're not safe for advertising. You've got to be safe. I'm not safe for advertisers. Who wants to support me? You all won't even support me. Even you're afraid of me. When I'm your friend. And all the people who pretend to be your friends are your enemies. They look like friends. Your doctor looks like your friend. Well, there may be a few doctors who are your friends, but most of them are not. Your psychiatrist pretends to be your friend. He doesn't know anything about you. He doesn't care. And your lawyer doesn't care either. There's a few good lawyers, don't get me wrong. And there's a few good preachers, but not enough to save this country. Too many sheep. Too many people dependent upon cures that promises that no one can deliver. But I will deliver on my promise, and I'm not charging you anything. Go to my website, fhu.com. Download the CD, if you know what's good for you. And sit quietly and listen to it first to see if there's anything improper on it. And when you see there's nothing improper, it's just actually the Lord's Prayer, what it amounts to. Then you try that little technique that will bring you to that inner light, and from that inner light will spread from the spiritual to the psychological, to the down to the emotional and to the physical, so that your immune system immediately becomes reattuned. And the struggle, the life and death struggle inside yourself ceases. And then you can say to hell with your doctor.
because I've been through it. I have to tell you, I have been through the medical matrix and almost died twice. I've had bypass surgeries I never should have needed. And if I had 100 doctors, not one single one ever understood any of it, or they ever gave me a pill. Oh, we've got to look inside hundreds of x-rays. You know, you couldn't see what was going on with those x-rays. Even when it was there, they couldn't see it. Even when it was there, they couldn't diagnose it. Only when I was dying, there it is. Great, thank you. Then bypass failed. Meanwhile, I was discovering things. I was learning things. Doctor says to me, with get the name of the procedure where they put the thing in your leg up into your heart, take pictures and put a little dye in there. Angiogram, there it is. It was a very nice doctor in Cedars-Sinai's hospital. He knew who I was. He says, you want to know the truth? I said, yes. He says, your bypass failed. That's okay. What else? You expect me to have a shock? I don't. I accept whatever it is, you see. He says, but on the other hand, you've grown new native capillaries. Oh, that's nice. And I realized I didn't need a bypass in the first place because, you see, it failed. And it failed because I learned something. Something was actually physical because psychologically I've been fine. I was poisoned a long time ago by swimming in the ocean. And with a mucormycotic infection that led one thing to another, but it could have been cured at the very beginning for $20 worth of medicine. But there wasn't a single, when I had diabetes, everything happened to me. And guess what? I'm 78 years going on to 79 years old, and instead of getting worse, ending in old, I'm getting better. Things are mending. I'm just on the threshold of my last problem. My prostate's going away by itself. Would you believe it? Okay. I know a lot about things. Just give me a white coat and a stethoscope, and then I'll look like a doctor. Maybe you believe me. But Jesus didn't have any degrees. He could heal people better than the doctors of his time. And he understood religion from the heart. He spoke as one of us having authority and not like the scribes.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
This is David Masters with a question. Would you like to support the Foundation of Human Understanding? There are a lot of ways you can do that, beginning with purchasing materials from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Now available, classic video programs on DVD. The first four of Roy Masters' classic video series have been remastered and made available on DVD. Each DVD features up to 5 30-minute segments with answers to life's most difficult problems. Topics include Introduction to Roy Masters, The Man and the Message, and the 2002 Los Angeles Seminar, which is 6 hours long. Other topics are family and parenting, love and marriage, about meditation, mind over malady, spiritual understanding, and family relationships. For more information or to place an order right now, visit the website at www.fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227 Monday through Friday during regular business hours. Another way you can help support the Foundation is through your charitable donations. To raise money for the Foundation of Human Understanding through selling your donated items, send any item of value directly to the Foundation of Human Understanding as a charitable donation, and we will auction your donated item on eBay. You will then receive a tax-deductible receipt for your donation. Examples of items you can donate are antiques, art, collectibles, estate and fine jewelry, silver, gold, and coins, airline tickets, air miles and credit card points, designer clothing, shoes and accessories, automobiles, aircraft and RVs, and real estate. For more information, visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 Monday through Friday during regular business hours. It's important to remember that Roy Masters and his Foundation of Human Understanding are supported by your generous gifts and donations and purchases of materials. Do what you can to keep the Foundation of Human Understanding and Roy Masters radio program on the air. Visit the website at FHU.com.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD. 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I warned you I was a blabbermouth. Once I got going, I couldn't stop. I said, please stop me before I start. But now the lines are full. I can only take one before the end of this hour. But if you'll all hold on, I'll take you all on the next hour. I promise I won't blabber anymore if you just hang in there. So I've got someone to say hello to, you see. Now we're going to go to a follow-up from Las Vegas. A gentleman was at my seminar in Las Vegas, and now he wants to ask a question. So give me a quickie.
Hello, Roy.
Hello. How you doing? Is this Tim?
This is Tim. I'm the person. Remember the African-American couple you talked to?
Let me see. Well, there were several.
We were in about the third row.
You were having a fight with your mother or something?
No, I'm not that group. You thought was my wife. We were married.
I can't remember that, but just tell me what the problem is.
Hey, well, we have been divorced for about a year and a half. And I did talk to her and get her to come.
Yes.
And just my outlook has kind of changed, where I kind of, I'm able to see the things that I've been doing wrong.
Yes.
And I just kind of wanted to know what you thought about what steps should I take. I see.
Do you have children?
No children.
Who divorced who?
She divorced me.
Hmm. And has she been living with somebody else?
I have been living with someone else.
Has she? Has she been living with someone else? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Has she been living with someone else? Has she had relations?
No.
She's kept herself clean?
Yes.
You've been the naughty boy.
Well, after we divorced and I tried and tried.
You know, the biggest mistake a man can do is to shed his wife and go find another one and see if that works. And it's worse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're just swapping wives or changing your wives is not the answer to problems. To an unhappy marriage. It's the answer to an unhappy marriage is to find happiness in that marriage in spite of the attempt to make it otherwise. I've always said when people say to me, what is happiness? I said, you know, happiness is not letting anyone make me unhappy.
True.
I already have happiness. You can't give it to me. You can take it away and give me a false one. But if you can't take it away in the first place, then you're going to have a happy marriage, because if your wife tries to, because women tend to be very manipulative. Women are very manipulative, and they will, first of all, take your happiness away and then give it to you back, like Las Vegas. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And the more you get, the emptier you become. The more control Las Vegas has over you.
Uh-huh.
You see? And that's women. But if she can't take it away from you in the first place, you're a stabilizing influence and a correcting influence over that woman, because she needs to be divested of that behavior, not encouraged to service your silly little needs.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, that's the best answer I can give you right now. I think that was a quickie question. It was a quickie answer. I hope it's helpful. So the answer to whether you should be married again is, well, maybe. Are you fit enough? Are you strong enough? Are you strong enough to deal with the little games that women play? Because when you get married, for sure as hell, she's going to screw with your mind.
Well, that was what the problem was.
I know, but it's always that problem. But marriage is always that. Relationships is always that. It's because you ask for it. You don't understand the nature of union. You can't have union with woman first and God second. That's the problem. Now do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're coming to an understanding, because when you have no union with God, the woman becomes your God. She will provide all the nurturing and the love and the fulfillment. And, you know, there's an old saying, behind every great man there's a great woman. Yes. But I always ask, what's behind her? That's what you're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're dealing with every woman. There's something in every woman that says, we hate men. And she doesn't know that herself. You can't tell a woman that. She doesn't know that herself, but that's what you're pulling on to service you. And it will thoroughly wreck you. And then it will come out with up to contempt for the little weasel that you are. Follow that?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. You'll be feeding yourself to that.
I see my fault and see where
it's pulling on that.
On that pedestal.
That's right.
That's yeah, that was a big mistake that I was making.
Well, then I don't ever make that mistake again. Find that wholeness. But hold the line a minute. They'll go away. We'll be right back. Show numbers is 4422. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Roy Masters. Disabusing you of your faults. Be right back.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.
Watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Can it be that simple, that just by watching can keep you from overreacting to stress? That watching can wash away the endless loop of thoughts along with those willful struggles that compounded all your problems? Keep on watching. And tormentors stay on the outside of your head. The watcher has peace of mind. There's good and noble power in a special kind of watching. Feel free to download a powerful mind-quietening technique CD called Be Still and Know at FHU.com. Alternatively, call 866-RADIO-ROY, business hours, Pacific Coast Time. Rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. For if you do, you will bless the day you heard this message. FHU.com or 866-RADIO-ROY. Thank you.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the Foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.